into the final home stretch here before Christmas. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on The Good Stuff program. Thanks for joining us, and a Merry Christmas from Mike and Kim, The Good Stuff. And also, Lemon Livestock, a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. From Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family, and staff wishing you a very Merry Christmas. And also, from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty, and Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. Also, a Merry Christmas to everyone from Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, it's what ranchers read.
And ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wishing you had one place to go for all your livestock news? Well, Mike brought it up. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them at tsln.com. Okay, Mike, I've got one quick little thing I want to kick off with, okay? Never worry about the size of your Christmas tree. In the eyes of children, they are all 30 feet tall.
That's true. I have something here that was sent in by Robert Dennis a few years back for the Good Stuff program, and it's called Santa's Reindeer. Has it ever crossed your mind, why does Santa drive them deer when he makes his yearly Christmas trip bringing all those gifts and cheer? Well, they weren't his first attempt to find something to pull the sleigh. He couldn't use a horse, of course, because the high cost of hay. At least up in the North Pole, where the growing season's short, when I tell you these true facts, my friends, I hope that you don't snort. Polar bears are strong, so that's where he began. Plenty of them roaming around them parts. Old Santa's a practical man. But can you even imagine the trouble them boogers gave him? Just trying to get them harness broke made things start looking grim. Because bears is always hungry. They don't sell Purina bear kibble. Whenever one wanted a little bitty snack, he'd grab an elf and start to nibble. Santa's elves had heck with the bears, even whacked them with a scoop. One minute they was training Santa bears, the next they were just bear poop. Them polar bears wasn't working, so they got some seals instead. No, not the kind that took out Bin Laden, made sure that he was gone. I'm talking about the kind that swims, arfs, and does tricks and such. But while flying, they dive-bombed the ocean for fish, which was frozen, so it hurt a touch. Walrus weren't no better. Their breath had a fishy smell. Sides, he kept losing them to the local Inuit, their favorite food, so they tell. Arctic fox were the next on his list. They can evidently run real fast, but then they got the parvo in Maine, so that attempt didn't last. Finally, he tried them reindeer, easy to find and cheap to feed, four-legged critters with a wriggled bearing, easy to train and fairly good at speed. So, there you have the story of why Santa drives all them deer. It's the best poem I can come up with right now. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That was sent from Robert Dennis into the Good Stuff.
Oh, very good. I like it. Hey, this is something from local here. Yvonne Hollenbeck wrote this, and it's called Christmas Grammar Lesson. I know I'm not a scholar, but I'm bothered many ways in the spelling and the grammar folks are using nowadays. Many things we learned back in the days of long ago have somehow changed along the way from what we used to know. Spelling, words, and grammar that we used to learn in schools apparently have disappeared with all these modern rules. We knew that Georgia starts with George and Texas starts with T-E-X and Christmas starts with Christ. It don't start with an X. And bringing up the subject of grammar used today, Merry Christmas is a greeting that I really wish you'd say. When you tell me Happy Holidays, I don't know what you mean. Are you referring to July the 4th or maybe Halloween? I hope you're not forgetting just what Christmas is about, because your spelling and your grammar is causing me to doubt. So this year when we celebrate the blessed Christmas day, let's spell it right and say it right and hope folks find a way to just say Merry Christmas when we honor Jesus' birth. After all, it was the top event that happened on this earth. Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck and a little bit of grammar there. Just wrapping it up today with a short poem. The earth has grown old with its burden of care, but at Christmas it always is young. The heart of the jewel burns lustrous and fair, and its soul full of music breaks the air when the song of angels is sung. Philip Brooks wrote that.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff for the holidays, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas from the Good Stuff.